Highbridge Audio presents 935 Lies, The Future of Truth and the Decline of America's Moral Integrity by Charles Lewis, read by Don Lee. Prologue, 935 Lies. When regard for truth has been broken down or even slightly weakened, all things will remain doubtful. St. Augustine, circa 395. The result of a consistent and total substitution of lies for factual truth is not that the lies will now be accepted as truth and the truth be defamed as lies, but that the sense by which we take our bearings in the real world, and the category of truth versus falsehood is among the mental means to this end, is being destroyed. Hannah Arendt, 1967. At the end of 2004, a series of public opinion polls offered disturbing news. More than half of all Americans, we learned, believed that there had been weapons of mass destruction, WMDs, in Iraq, the principal raison d'etre for George W. Bush's war of choice there, despite the fact that numerous widely publicized bipartisan and international reports had definitively shown that no such weapons existed. This stubborn refusal to face the facts about Iraq continues today for millions of Americans. Facts are, and must be, the coin of the realm in a democracy, for government of the people, by the people, and for the people, in Abraham Lincoln's words, requires an informed citizenry. But in regard to the Iraq War, it seems, facts are now irrelevant, or at least debatable, a mere matter of opinion for a majority of Americans. And if facts no longer matter to millions of our fellow citizens, then what becomes of the traditional role of the journalist as the independent watchdog digging through obfuscation, secrecy, and deception by the powerful in search of what Carl Bernstein once called the best obtainable version of the truth?